Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So back to the weather. It's cold tonight. And in many parts of the country, the weather is worse than it is here. There have been horrible snowstorms in upstate New York. There were whiteout conditions in Ohio. And people have died getting from here to there. And there are folks who are grieving on this Christmas day. But I want you to think about that and think about what kind of world we're trying to create for God. Now, earlier this week, I had the privilege of speaking at the Homeless Memorial Vigil, which was held in Colburn Park on the 21st of December. And as you may know, the 21st is the winter solstice. It is the shortest day of the year, longest night. And we remembered the people in the Upper Valley who had passed away over the past year. And I shared some of these thoughts then, and I think they're worth sharing again as we are celebrating Christmas. We're celebrating the gift of God in Jesus. God came to be among us. Now, the world back at the birth of Jesus was no great shakes. There are lots of people who didn't have secure homes or food. They lived under governments that didn't respond to their will. And the catalog of things I could complain about the past is very long. But the truth is, the catalog of things we can complain about in the present can be long too. And we have the opportunity to try to build a better world. Think about this. If you subscribe to the classic Christian teaching that God is going to come back, would you feel comfortable welcoming God into this world? Would you feel would you feel comfortable saying to God, this is a great place to be. Everything is as it should be. And I suspect the answer is no. Now, we as a society, as a community, have an opportunity to take care of our brothers and sisters. We're called to do this in Scripture. But do we? We have a $17 trillion economy. How much of our national wealth are we sharing with the poor? Think about that. We could be doing more. Yet, on this night, 2,000 years ago, God chose to come be with us, despite the fact that God, in the form of Jesus, was going to be born in a barn, in a food trough. God could have said, I'm not coming. I'm going to wait for a better day to come, better weather. God came anyway. And think about that God who loves us so much that God came to be with us back 2,000 years ago. Think about that. And perhaps you don't subscribe to the belief that Jesus came back to us in person, that God did not come back in the incarnation. I still want you to think about God. God loves us. Think about that. God loves each and every one of you. God loves me. God cares about us. And that's what we should be celebrating tonight. Not that we might be getting a bigger TV or a video game or a new coat, but we should celebrate the fact that God loves us so much that God chose to come into the world. Think about that. Now, I know this sounds like preacher speak. Of course, I'm going to tell you that God loves you. But I hope that you know through personal experience of God's love. And maybe you've experienced it in community. Maybe you've experienced it through friendship. Maybe you've experienced it through love. Now, that's not to say that those things are permanent. Relationships end. Partners die. Friends move away. But even in those moments of loss, the love of God remains with us. That is something I want you to take with you tonight. So I'm going to keep this short, but I want you to take a moment to look again at that passage from John. And John is writing at a very 30,000 foot level in this passage. He's talking about, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was flesh. That's all very abstract. If that's too much for you, then I encourage you to flip back to the reading from Luke. And that's the story we all know. We all know about the birth in the manger. We know about the angels visiting the shepherds. We know about the shepherds sharing that good news. I'm going to ask you to be like shepherds, to go out and share the good news of God's love, because the story today is as true as it was 2,000 years ago. God is with us today, right here in the Upper Valley. And God is with all of God's children everywhere. Let's help to make a better world for the baby Jesus. Would you please join me in prayer? Holy and gracious God, we thank you for this night. We thank you for the gracious gift of love that we received in the person of Jesus. And we ask that we might follow his example in the days and weeks and years to come. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.